I heard recently in a podcast that the injectables like Ozempic and Mounjaro are being used for traumatic brain injury. So it made me go and have a look. Why is it being used for brain inflammation, and why can TRI-GLP be one of the most promising neuro repair signals we have in our bodies? So it's really common, things like traumatic brain injury, concussion, post-concussion syndrome, falls and car accidents, sport injuries, childhood head traumas, even the mild knocks that were never taken seriously. I want to chat to you about why some people never recover and why the natural signaling system called TRI-GLP, made up of GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, is emerging as a really powerful tool for supporting brain repair. Again, not as a treatment, not as a cure, but as a physiological regulator that works with the body's own healing systems. So let's have a look. Traumatic brain injury isn't an event, it's a cascade. So when someone hits their head, the injury is not just the impact. The real damage happens in the hours, days, and months that follow. TBI triggers massive neuroinflammation, microglial overactivation, mitochondrial shutdown, blood-brain barrier leakage, autonomic nervous system dysregulation, and hormonal disruption, as well as gut permeability, mast cell activation, and vagus nerve dysregulation. So a whole bunch of stuff. So this is why people with TBIs often develop chronic fatigue and anxiety, depression, rage and anger symptoms, light and sound sensitivity, brain fog, headaches, POTS-like symptoms, MCAS-like reactivity, gut issues, sleep disturbances, emotional volatility, and so much more. So a brain injury is never just a head injury, it's a whole body inflammatory event. And this is why I love it, love TRI-GLP, and it's where it becomes relevant because GLP-1 is one of the most powerful neuro anti-inflammatory signals known. GLP-1 receptors are found all throughout the brain, in the hippocampus, the amygdala, the prefrontal cortex, the brain stem, the vagus nerve, and the microglia. So when GLP-1 is activated, it reduces neuroinflammation, calms overactive microglia, protects neurons from oxidative stress, improves mitochondrial function, enhances neuroplasticity, and supports memory and cognition. It also reduces anxiety and emotional reactivity and improves autonomic tone. This is why GLP-1 medications are being studied for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and stroke recovery, TBI recovery, PTSD, depression. The brain loves GLP-1. It's one of the few molecules that can calm inflammation and support repair at the same time. Then we've got GLP-2, which is the gut-brain repair peptide. Most people don't realize that TBIs damage the gut. Within hours of a concussion, the gut becomes permeable. Endotoxins leak into the bloodstream, mast cells activate, systemic inflammation rises, and the vagus nerve becomes dysregulated. So the gut injury worsens the brain inflammation, creating a vicious cycle. GLP-2 helps that cycle by repairing the gut lining, reducing intestinal permeability, lowering inflammatory cytokines, improving nutrient absorption, calming mast cells in the gut, and supporting the gut-brain axis. So when the gut starts healing, the brain can finally start to heal as well. And then we've got GIP, which is the forgotten neurometabolic peptide. GIP is often misunderstood, but in the brain, it plays a crucial role. GIP also reduces neuroinflammation, supports mitochondrial ATP production, improves insulin signaling in neurons, enhances your synaptic plasticity, works synergistically with GLP-1 to protect brain cells. So after a TBI, neurons become energy starved. GIP helps to restore their ability to produce energy. So this is for memory, focus, mood, sleep, autonomic stability. So GIP is the energy stabilizer of the brain. So why is TRI-GLP so powerful for TBIs? When you put all of that together with the GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, you get a multi-system repair signal that addresses the exact pathways damaged in TBI. Your neuroinflammation drops, so GLP-1 and GIP calm microglia and reduce cytokines. Your mitochondria wakes up, so GLP-1 and GIP improve ATP production. The gut-brain axis starts to repair, so GLP-2 heals the gut lining and reduces systemic inflammation. The vagus nerve stabilizes. All three peptides improve autonomic tone. Mast cell activation reduces, so this is crucial for people who develop MCAS-like symptoms after TBIs. Your blood sugar stabilizes, stable glucose means stable brain energy, and emotional regulation improves. GLP-1 influences the amygdala and prefrontal cortex, and with all of that, the cognitive functions improve. Neuroplasticity increases when inflammation decreases. This is why people often say, I feel calmer, my brain feels clearer, I'm not as reactive, my sleep is better, my anxiety is lower, and my energy is more stable. These aren't placebo effects, they are physiological responses to neuroinflammation and improved metabolic signaling once these little peptides get inside our bodies. So now let's talk about why TBI patients often don't feel the improvements immediately, because the brain heals slowly. The hierarchy of healing after TBI is we reduce the inflammation, we stabilize the mitochondria, we repair the gut. Then we start calming the autonomic nervous system, restoring sleep, and improving emotional regulation. Then we're rebuilding the cognitive function and regaining resilience. Tri-GLP supports all eight layers, but a person may not feel the changes until the nervous system catches up. This is normal and expected, and it isn't failure. But what I've been doing, anytime my moods are a little bit upset, I just have an extra 3 drops under the tongue at that time. If you've lived with that long shadow of a brain injury, the fatigue, the fog, the anxiety, the reactivity, the dizziness, the overwhelm, you're not imagining your symptoms. Your brain isn't broken. The healing just hasn't been possible yet. Your progress isn't gone. Anything you've been doing, you're going to keep, but your brain's inflamed, your nervous system is overwhelmed, and your mitochondria are exhausted. So signals like tri-GLP are helping us understand that the brain can heal even years after an injury. So when inflammation calms and gut repairs and the nervous system finally feels safe again, you're going to feel like a new person. Have a great day, everyone.